Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill. Yes, we are at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament. And the reason we're here is Dawk. He's with us right now. Brian Dawkins on the Midday Show. Dawk, how you doing today?
Absolutely blessed. Beautiful day, nice weather, and appreciate y'all coming out, man.
You know what I got to say? I'm glad we get a chance that for everybody to see my dog outfit on YouTube because you have dressed for the occasion. I really like those pants, man.
Come on, man. Come on. Listen, we just talked about it. I mean, if you don't play golf good, you got to at least look the
you
part.
You look great,
you
man.
You got to look the part.
You look great.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you got to know how much that Hugh cares about you because he at least wore a golf shirt. We went to an outing last year. He wore a sweatsuit. We were like, Hugh, come on. We got to wear some golf clothes.
I have been criticized and accused of not knowing how to dress for golf outings. So this is the first time that I've actually had a chance. I'm trying to step my game up. I'm trying to do more mature adult things. And I said, this is a great time to start at your golf tournament. It's a great time to start.
Appreciate you.
So before
don't know how long it's going to last.
Yeah, no, probably not long. All right, but before we get to any football stuff, tell us about this day, why it's so special to you and your foundation.
So the foundation is something that we started in 2019. And the premise of it is to bless single parents and the young people in the household with opportunities. And with those opportunities, prayerfully, that they'll come up with visions to then pursue life from a different angle, right? So providing them with the different resources that they need in order to have that be something that they want to go after instead of seeing the things around them as blocks for them not to do anything. Now we can potentially give them opportunity to do things that they would not be able to do other than without the foundation's givings. Again, so that they can go after a life in a different way, through a different vision of what they can do with those opportunities.
So, Doc, I know you tell the story all the time, but I think that our fans need to hear it. What was it that motivated you to do this and give back the way that you're giving back?
Yeah, so it was the loss of friends growing up. I lost a couple of my friends to the streets, if you will, and neither one of them had fathers in the household, and I knew their moms, and their moms were working their behinds off, and so oftentimes they weren't home to raise the children, so they were left to kind of raise themselves. And so once I got into the space of retirement and, you know, wanting to do things in a greater way to bless people, you know, this is what then came to mind. How can I bless one of the individual's names was Gary. The other one's name was Keith. How can I bless Gary and Keith before they get into those situations, right? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how this foundation is. And I'm not saying every kid is Gary and Key, but my point is, if they would have had probably an opportunity to then do some of the things with the gifts that I know both of them had, if they would probably been given an opportunity to do things, maybe they wouldn't have gone down the path that they went down, that to have their lives been taken the way that they were.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, man. It really does, especially when you talk about, because you grew up in Florida, I'm from Ohio, but
yeah.
Being in neighborhoods where you see kids that probably are more talented than you at a young age, and all of a sudden something happens where they make the wrong choice or they go down the wrong path, and that dream is just gone. That happens a lot. That happens a lot.
It does, and I guess because we've been able to do what we've been able to do as far as going to the National Football League to do things from mm-hmm. a different degree, then you can look back, because I'm telling you, I look back over my life and I look at, because I hung out with both of those dudes.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, I lost one of them when I was in the ninth grade. So, like, I remember him asking me to go, like, places with him at times. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I can't do that, because I knew what he was doing. I know he was selling, basically he was selling drugs. And so, you know, oftentimes I would think, now, what if I went with him that last time and I was in the front seat and it wasn't him in the front seat, and I won't be too graphic here, but what happened to him happened to me because I was in the front seat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's something that could have happened had I made the decision.
You're reflecting.
To not have football and sports to be such a part of what I wanted to do with my life. Certain things I wanted to do, and certain people I did not want to disappoint, like my father. I didn't want to disappoint my father. So having that as something to kind of steer me away from doing things and going places with him allows me to then be where I am. But on the other side of that conversation is, I knew, like, Gary was a phenomenal artist, could draw. Mm-hmm. Like, he probably can do comic books. As a matter of fact, he would do comic books for us. And then my other guy, Keith, who I lost, like, he can talk you into doing anything, bro. So I think he could have been like a lawyer or something.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is that these young people have gifts, and these young people we're reaching here in Philadelphia, they have gifts that they don't know they have yet, right? Or they have gifts that they're using the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can then steer them in a direction with giving them these resources to bless them in that way, that's what the foundation is about.
Well, it's an important cause. Doc, it's one of those things where I think all of us have empathy for people in that situation, but to actually give back and doing something for them, it's a special thing. We're happy to be here today and happy to be at your tournament. All right, let's talk some Eagles here.
Yep.
Doc, what do you think the biggest challenge for this team is going to be to try to repeat? It's one thing to have that great season they had last year, but now they're trying to do it again when they're the hunted. What's the biggest challenge for the Eagles to try to do it again?
All right, follow me here. You exhale too long. You exhale. You got it done. Oh, yeah. You exhale too long. And then you don't get back into the mindset of the grind. You don't get back into the mindset of, okay, yes, we did that. We're going to celebrate it where it's time to celebrate. But now it's time to get back into pain mode. We got to reintroduce yourself to the grind and the pain that got you to the place to be in the playoffs and be in the Super Bowl in the first place. Sometimes that is the thing that hinders individuals, because they celebrate too long, or it's always, yo, but we won the Super Bowl. I didn't do this thing, but we won the Super Bowl.
Mm.
Yeah, we didn't do it, but
we hear that a lot.
So,
we hear that a lot.
Yeah.
So
it has to get to the point, and, you know, it has to get to the point that last year does not exist anymore. You really have to then go back into the lab for yourself to be brutally honest. What you see on film, don't give yourself ways out when you look at film. And then you get back into the pain, the beautiful pain of getting better. The beautiful pain of getting better.
And that's hard. I mean, I have to imagine that it's hard, at least. Because when you're at the top of whatever profession, but certainly the NFL, you got to feel like, I arrived. I mean, and I've seen this offseason. You know, there's certain guys that have enjoyed it a lot, and they should enjoy it. But, like, now it's got to be that time. I don't know when that time started, OTAs or minicamp. I would think now's that time. They got to lock back in.
So, obviously, we didn't win the Super Bowl. But I'll tell you that when we then have those long seasons, it is tough. When you have longer seasons, it is tough. They have a whole lot more recovery devices than we did. I'll just say it like that, right? But you have to flip that switch, I would say, sooner than later to get back into that process, because what you don't want to do, you don't. I don't want to live off of yesterday's success, right? So yesterday was great. Again, beautiful, I had that success. But when you look at film, if you're brutally honest at what you see things that you could have done and should have done better. And you need to be as aggravated with yourself not doing it and getting it right that you were last year. During that period of last year, I talked about this, that team was going to have growing pains, and they did. They had growing pains throughout the year, and they played their best football at the right time at the end of the year. But that came with, I'm telling you, that came with tough conversations about when you look in the mirror and with one another, and it took you not taking the easy road. You can't take that easy road, and that easy road is what we won the Super Bowl. If you keep, if that keeps in your mind, you will not grind to the place that you need to be so that you can go out and play that dominant football that they played last year.
When you look at Cooper DeJean, what do you see? What makes him the good slot corner that he is, dog? When you watch him play, what is it that makes him so special?
Well, I think the first thing with Cooper that you see is that he's extremely confident.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I was asked this another time. Like, I was not as confident as him as a rookie. Mm-hmm. I was not confident in what I can do. He's confident in what he can do. And the other thing is that he's patient. He doesn't panic. He doesn't panic. When you see him in his press coverage, he does not, even off coverage, he does not panic. He's very patient in his technique, mm-hmm. and he believes he has the tools to be able to stay hip to hip with guys consistently, and he does. So his transitions are smooth. He doesn't stumble a whole lot. And then again, that confidence to me is the main thing. But I will also say that when he, Carolina, who is their slot receiver?
Was it LeGarrette?
Adam Thielen.
Thielen. Yeah, that's, you're right.
I was so happy that happened. That Adam kind of got the best of
him. The veteran, yeah.
Because oftentimes I want to see how you respond from adversity. I want to see when someone gets the best of you, what comes out of you, right? Do you go into a shell, or do you get better, learn from that mistake, and then get better the next time? It seems to me that he got better after that opportunity to learn from a veteran, to get handled a little bit by a veteran. He learned from that and got better. Now, this year will be different for both those young corners. Every team has had now a year to then study them, to see maybe where their weaknesses are, right? So that's why it's important for those young men to be looking at their film, to be honest with what they see, because other teams are seeing maybe some things that we can kind of go after, and maybe they'll party too much and not get better in these areas, and we can attack them. So I'm kind of anxious to see if that then plays out in the way that teams begin to attack them in different ways, to see if they can exploit something that they think that they saw on film.
If you were in charge of the defense, because when they drafted Cooper DeJean, no one really knew exactly where he'd play, right? He played everywhere at Iowa, corner, safety, slot, and then he found a home and he was really good at nickel corner. If you were in charge of the defense, would you just leave him there? Because we did hear last week they started him a little bit more on the outside. It seems like they're going to bounce him around. Would you leave him, or would you say, hey, let's see what you could do?
So I'm not in – and that's, here's what I always say. I'm not in practice. I don't see what they're doing in practice. I don't study film to watch them in practice. If you have someone that you know can play inside and out, leave him there and then allow everybody to fight for that outside position. Right. Again, if you're more comfortable with him in the slot, you leave him there. Why? Because a lot of the skilled receivers, what they try to do is put them in the slot so that they can go against linebackers and go against guys in the slot that aren't as good. Right. So if you want to have him in that slot position, but that's only if you have that guy outside that can handle their business. So allow those guys in the outside to battle that, knowing that you have Cooper. If you need to stick him out there, to stick him out there.
Who's the best golfer that's going to be here today? Ike talks a big game. Can I golf?
Why would you bring up Ike as the best golfer?
I'm asking of your former teammates. We know.
Former teammates.
We know it's not Hugh. I mean, he's not. Playing. He can't golf.
But I would say Irvin.
Yeah.
Rev takes the game way too serious, man.
Ike does too, though. Ike takes it pretty serious.
He does.
So Irv is one of those guys that like he'll take like. Like 30 minutes to warm up with different devices.
Oh, he's real.
Yeah, stretch.
They be dead.
Yeah, so he's into it.
He's into it. See, here's the question that I have for you, dog. You ready?
Talk to him.
It's been bothered because, you know, it's so
when he says you're ready.
I'm curious. We were talking about this last night. So when you, because we still know you bench. So are we still putting more weight on the bench, or are we at a certain weight that we just play with, or are you still in there trying to max out?
All right. So I don't one rep max anymore. I don't try to load the weight up on the bar to max, but I will put a couple of plates, you know, three
he
plates.
He tried to be my. Don't be modest with me. Don't be my. What you working with, man? Seriously, because you're making me mad over here playing.
So like for instance, like I can get 315 probably like 12 times, right? So that's and that's.
All right,
that's
I don't need to hear no more.
You hear what he needs to hear.
Hey, dog. last time I tried to put 315 on the bar. About 10 years ago.
Oh, we need to see this again. We need to just see what this looks like.
No, your elbows and stuff don't be hurting.
Yeah, but that's not an every time thing, though. You can't, like, go in there every time and do that.
No, don't tell me. You being there with the elbows wrapped up,
that only happened when I was trying to do too much too often.
What you mean? What you was trying to do 400?
Yeah. that's what I came down off of.
So wait a minute. You said, okay, 400 too much.
Yes.
But damn near 50. 315, right, that's in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
You asked him a question, he gave you an answer, Hugh.
I hate him so much right now. No, I'm struggling probably with, like, I keep it like 185, something like this, just to keep it light.
185?
No, dude, like, if you're doing reps.
What happened
reps,
to you? What happened listen, to this guy?
If you're doing reps, dog, the elbows and stuff hurt the shoulders. This cat, this old cat right here, still playing with 315.
Yeah, but
12 reps.
It's not. It's not like a explosive.
No, but workout but I can see. I know how you're doing it, dog. You're like, yeah.
and that's the sound right there. Yep.
But 12, like, dog, you don't understand, Joe. 12 times with the slow rep.
No, I don't. You're right. I don't understand. I have no idea what it's like to push that much weight here. You're dead right.
Man, get out of town. See, now I got – see, I've got this thing going with Spike at the station, right? Spike said he could do 250 push-ups, like, straight out.
Right, like, in one sitting?
Well, he does 50, five 50, sets of 50.
50.
But a lot of people are skeptical he actually can do this. So Hugh wants to challenge him to a push-up.
No, he wanted to challenge me. So, you know, I've been doing – but listen, with these elbows and trying to get – it ain't the same thing, but I'm just a little jealous.
And that's the other thing, too. Like, I haven't had a whole lot of trauma to my joints and stuff. Like, elbows –
You've given out a lot of trauma, though.
I did. But I haven't had a whole lot of trauma to those things, so I still can do those. But, again, that's not – I don't do that every time.
See, now you're trying to make me feel better.
No, yes, I don't do that every time.
Hugh's crushed. He's done for the day now. He's done for the day. Doc, we appreciate you being here, and we appreciate you having us today. We're excited to be here.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Thanks so much. There he goes, Brian Dawkins.
Hit him straight, brother.
He's with us here, and we appreciate him on. All right, 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard here. All right.
I like them pants, man. Them pants is not.
Well, now YouTube sees the pants.
I wonder if they got them on Shein. I'm going to get on Shein and see if I can find me some like that.
Yeah,
attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You get those pants.
It might not be
you
no
get
shame.
Those pants. You
are. Give me them pants on Shane.
All right. Before we go back to the phone lines here, and we do appreciate Doc with us here talking. That was interesting, Hugh. A couple things. One, about the trying to repeat. And my mind went to two guys that seem to have enjoyed their offseason. And Saquon. They both.
Yeah,
they,
I mean, it's tough. Like,
and there's nothing wrong with them enjoying their offseason.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. But
to get locked back in now.
Coop is a rock star. And everything that he's getting right now, he deserves.
Yeah.
He deserves. Because I just saw he had the celebrity basketball tournament at his home.
Yep.
And his teammates came out to support.
To
which
Iowa
I thought
City.
Was great.
You saw that Slay was there?
No, listen. Let me tell you. I tried to do something similar when I was playing in my hometown of Mansfield, Ohio. And it's something to be said about the teammates that will step up regardless of where you're at and come to things like that. So I thought it was a big deal. I thought it was phenomenal that his teammates decided to do that because a lot of times teammates don't want to travel to the middle of nowhere. Not saying Iowa's the middle of nowhere, but when you think of Iowa, you think of corn or something like that. It's not a mecca that you're going to, but to have that in his hometown like that and to have the star players come in like that, that was big, man. So, yeah, he's enjoying his offseason. So with all of that, I think that there is a chance that he might get off to a slow start, but that's okay.
Yeah, it is. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. We are live today at the Brian Dawkins Golf Outing, and this segment brought to you by?
It's brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bet match technology to find your perfect mattress. You know, everybody don't use too, so I didn't know what you was doing.
We got it.
We got it. We got it together.
It's theater of the mind.
Yeah.
Only you people saw that.
Yeah, only you people. Yeah. But, you know, I got to say something because you people, I've been poking at them for a while, so they about to kill me for that anyway.
They're in your head? You're worried again?
No, I ain't worried about it. I enjoy you people. You people are great.
All right, and speaking of you people, let's get to one of those people. Tim in Virginia. What's up, Tim?
Hey, guys. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Tim, what's up?
What's going on?
Hey, man, first-time caller, Smith Mountain Lake, Virginia, man.
So, what's up, Tim? What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about you with Trey, man. This is,
okay.
You got to leave Trey alone, man.
Leave Trey Turner alone?
Leave him alone. Trey's playing good. I mean, you guys talking about his defense and everything, and I just think you guys are wrong. I mean,
did you watch
I watched him play. I watched him play. He made two fantastic plays yesterday. And, yeah, that one was kind of a kindergarten kind of layup for him, and, yeah, he messed up. But the dude's only had five errors in 60 games.
So two things. I mean, so two things. He has 45 errors since he got here. So yeah, you could say 5 in 60, or you could say 45 in 2 years and 2 months. So we could however you want to do the math. Tim, the other thing is, you sound like you watch a lot of baseball like I do. They don't call errors on half the things they should. So I don't – I mean, if you look at some of the numbers, the Phillies are towards the bottom in baseball in errors made. But if you look at the metrics, they're one of the worst teams in baseball in converting batted balls into outs. So you can be a bad defensive player and not get many errors charged to you. I mean, leave him alone. He's a $300 million player. $300 million player.
I get it. He's batting 300 right now, or 299.
That's wonderful.
I mean, he's doing well. He's picked that up.
Sure, he's
I mean,
he's hit
the dude's
fine
playing pretty good. I see many many stars make many errors. Now, in terms of like the entire team making errors, yeah. I mean, Sosa made a bad play yesterday. That wasn't an error, but it might as well was a mental error.
It certainly was about you. I'm glad you brought that up, Tim, because I brought up the Wilson one, but you have to factor that in too. Sosa basically gave up the chance to cut down a run at the plate. It was a mental mistake for sure.
Yeah, and then the last note before I go is you guys keep busting up on Max too, and I mean,
Kepler?
I'll tell you, Joe. Yeah, Kepler. Yeah,
I mean,
if you compare him to the other what was it $300 million hitter over there in New York, what's his name?
Soto
playing right field.
No,
yeah.
Soto.
Are we really? No, hold on. We're not, Tim. We're not comparing Max Kepler to Juan Soto. We can't be doing that.
Yeah, but I mean, he's got a better batting average than Soto does.
Tim.
He does.
Matt.
For the money, I take Cap. I would take Max over Soto any day of the week.
One
the way
guy
he's playing
ten,
right now.
One guy got $10 million. One guy got $785 million. I mean, like,
yeah. Look at their stats.
Right, but Tim, by the end of the year, what are their stats going to look like?
Who knows the way he's playing?
No, I know. I have a pretty good idea. I mean, Tim, Max Kepler is going to be replaced here by July. You realize this, right? Like, he's holding the seat down.
Yeah, well, I hear you. I mean, you know, I do think it's funny for the last 3 years. Ever since we went to the World Series, we still can't put somebody in left field.
I know. Wait, you're right. They've run through a lot of left fielders. I mean, they really have.
They have, and it's a shame. I mean, I take that on the organization itself, you know.
I agree.
Mean,
well, Tim, we found common ground there. We could blame Dombrowski and the organization.
Sound like y'all are friends now.
Well, we found
like
common ground. We'll blame the organization. But we're not allowed to. If we can't knock a $300 million shortstop for booting a ball hit it right to him, like, what are we doing here?
You mean a routine play?
A totally routine play.
No, because even the caller said that was a routine play.
Yeah, I mean, it's a joke that he didn't make that play. I don't know what else to say.
That's the thing. It's just, like, he has been pretty decent. But it's the ones that look like they should be easy to make are the ones that are the frustrating ones.
Yeah, this is – offensively, it's the most consistently good he's been as a Philly, right? That's fine. He's got on base more. He's hit overall more. Not power, but I haven't crushed Trey's offense this year because I'm fine with it. His defense isn't good. We know that. And yesterday, they lost the game on that. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to do here. Your phone calls to the Phillies over the weekend. Was their performance a big deal from what we saw the last 4 days? You can react to the Trey Turner stuff as well. We'll let you hear what Trey said after the game and Rob Thompson on that booted ground ball. Plus, another clue to help you win this prize. We have a great prize.
Did anybody guess?
Did we get a guest yet?
I don't think so.
I think we got busy.
We got busy day.
We had Doc here.
Yeah, we had a lot going on.
Talking about your
outfit. We won't hold this against Hugh's first clue then.
We could.
Yeah, we still will.
Yeah, we probably will.
All right, people are.
Good. 215. Well, you care. You said you woke up thinking about it. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show live at the Brian Dawkins Golf Outing on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This Father's Day, give Dad the gift of grilling greatness. It's grilling season, everybody, and there's no better way to celebrate with Dad than grilling up some Hatfield marinated pork tenderloins. They're packed with flavor, easy to cook, and guaranteed to make Dad feel like a king of the cookout. Now, this is a key. It says grill them for Dad. Don't make Dad grill them. And these are the choices that we have for the marinated pork tenderloins that we have. We got Tuscan herb. We got honey garlic teriyaki. We got lemon garlic. And we have so many different flavors to choose from to match every dad's taste. Make this Father's Day one to remember. Visit simplyhatfield.com and put some Hatfield pork on dad's fork.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We're live today from the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament. And we've had some celebrities so far. Brandon Graham joined the show. Brian Dawkins himself joined the show. And now we get to be joined, Hugh, by the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Great. Wonderful. Beautiful day. Great golf course and a great cause.
So Merrill, I got to ask, because I'm going to take you back to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
What was it like to call that beatdown that the Eagles put on the Kansas City Chiefs? No, let me take it back a little bit. What was your feelings like before the game? How did you feel the game was going to go? And then when you saw it going the way that it went, how did you feel?
Well, number one, I felt going into the game that the Eagles were the better team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you looked at both lines and you looked at a lot of different areas, wide receiver, running back, but I thought they were the best team going into the game. But I also thought that 2 years ago in Arizona when the Eagles lost to the Chiefs.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But I thought that this was – I felt that this was the best Eagles team in modern history, mm-hmm. and I still do. But I felt good, but not – you're never confident
in what's
going to happen.
Yeah.
And I go back to the Rams game in the playoffs, and I never take out my phone during a game. Never mm-hmm. take it out. But I could feel something buzzing in my pocket after Saquon scored late in the game, and I said, that should be the dagger. And at that point, I felt it buzz and buzz and buzz and buzz. So when the game ended, and of course we know that they came within one Matthew Stafford touchdown pass of losing that game. And when I took out my phone, it was my wife, Cindy, and she had repeatedly put down, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it, because she gets very superstitious. Now, my son, Nolan, who is a film editor in California, mm-hmm. was in the booth with us as our researcher, coming up with stuff. And when the Eagles were up at halftime, 24-0, Nolan handed me a note that said, Dad, remember, the Patriots trailed the Falcons.
Falcons. I was a part of that one, Merrill.
28-3.
Yeah.
28-3. So I didn't say anything. But When the Chiefs came out in the second half and went 1-2-3 and out, I knew it was over. I didn't say it, but I knew it was over because if Andy couldn't figure out a way to get them moving for at least the first series, I thought it was over, and it was.
Well, it was, and then the dagger happened, and then the scoreboard was so lopsided at that point. What a dominant effort. You know, really, Amaro, we don't see many Super Bowl blowouts anymore. That was more of an older NFL thing, right? Once the salary cap era got into place, the Super Bowl is usually close. So
pretty close.
Yeah, it wasn't just, and I agree with you, the greatest Eagles team I've ever seen, but they put an exclamation point because history is going to remember they blew the Chiefs out. I mean, the Chiefs, I think, in Mahomes' whole career have lost by double digits 8 or 9 times in 7 or 8 years. Like, they don't ever get blown out. For the Eagles to do that, it was just amazing.
You know, the other thing is, in the last 3 meetings, Jalen Hurts has outperformed Patrick Mahomes. Super Bowl, the Monday night, the year before, and this.
Well, he's beat him twice in a row. I mean, how many quarterbacks beat Mahomes twice in a row to begin with? So all that is so super impressive. All right, Merrill, let's kind of look forward here because this was an interesting offseason. We knew they'd have losses, right? They had a lot of free agents, some guys that just it felt like it was probably the time they're going to move off them. So now it sets up an interesting training camp where they're the defending champions, but they have a lot of new or younger faces that are going to be in big roles, especially on that defensive side, which I'm excited for, but it's also like, hey, can they do it again? Can they be as good again without all those vets?
You know, Joe, I think going into the season, they will be the best team in the National Football League. If you look at the rosters, this is the best team in the NFL. But a lot of I'm not somebody. I know you guys have to do it on talk radio, but I am never somebody who puts the W's and L's down on the schedule.
Oh, we do that all the time.
You have to, and everybody does it. I never do it because it's a let's face it, I'm not criticizing you, but basically it's a waste of time.
Well, it's hard to really know what the teams will look like in November and December.
You don't know that. You don't know. The injury picture is the biggest factor. I mean, look how great Detroit was, and when they played Washington, they had 18 guys on injured reserve.
Well, it changed everything. You're right about that, right? Because if
it changes everything.
It does. You don't know because it's such a long season with so many games. You don't know by the end what it's going to look like. What we do know, though, Merrill, and I'm sure you've thought about it a lot because your schedule revolves around it. We do know what the schedule looks like, mm-hmm. right? We knew the opponents. Now we know when. What did you think of what they did this year? Because there's no back-to-back home games. That has never happened for a defending Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
They start with Dallas. What's your thought on those two things? No back-to-back home games, and the opener is Dallas.
Well, I like that. I like because we feel Dallas is our greatest rival. Of course, Washington and the Giants also feel that way. But we think that Dallas is the greatest rival, and we feel beat Dallas. What a way to start the season, and what a way to have the championship flag race with the Cowboys looking and feeling some pain. So I love opening with Dallas. So that I love. I don't like the no back-to-back home games. I look at night games on the road because that means we're going to get home at 5 o'clock the next morning. I love having the Friday afternoon game.
Oh, the Black Friday game against the Bears.
Oh, isn't that, I love having that. I love having that. And then you have the whole weekend to watch football, to sit back and enjoy other teams without worrying about the Eagles. So there are a lot of things I like.
Did you like that Washington was pushed? We don't see Washington until the final 3 weeks of the season, then we see him twice. I thought we'd see him once earlier than that. Kind of weird.
Well, I don't love seeing a team twice within 3 weeks.
I think we get that twice. Giants and Washington twice
within three weeks.
Both of them. Weird game plans when it's like that, when it's scheduled like that.
That is weird. That is weird. I'd prefer that there'd be more separation, sure, in the NFC East.
I think a lot of us would. All right, Merrill Reese with us here. We're at the Brian Dawkins Celebrity Golf Outing. Merrill, last year Saquon Barkley was as good as you could possibly be, one of the greatest seasons anyone's ever had in NFL history. Do you think he could do it again? I mean, that's because most times when a running back carries the ball that much, the next year it's hard to replicate it. Do you expect another special year out of Saquon?
I expect a special year. I don't know statistically if you could expect a year like that, but I expect as long as he stays healthy, he is a great, great back. So I do expect big things.
Merrill, when it comes to Jalen, because we've had this conversation as well, do you think that since the way we won the Super Bowl last year by primarily running the football, that he needs to evolve a little bit and maybe this year get the passing game more evolved in this offense?
Well, I think they can. I think that basically Kansas City took away a lot of what Barkley could do and said, beat us with your arm.
Mm-hmm.
And he did.
And he did. Yeah.
I have loved Jalen since I saw him at Alabama and Oklahoma, and I have never thought that he was anything but a franchise quarterback. And I look for him to have another big year.
Well, and he's proven to be that. And he's a winner. And in the big games, he performs like he did in the title game in the Super Bowl. Merrill, we appreciate you hopping on for a few minutes with us. Enjoy
today. Hit him straight, Merrill. Hit him straight.
Listen, you guys do a great job. I love listening to you. I do almost every day, and unless I'm playing golf. But I do listen to you guys.
Merrill,
you do a great job.
Oh, he's a golfer. Yeah, Merrill, we thank you. And Merrill, is, of course, a serious golfer.
Oh, yeah, he's serious about his golf game.
Are you serious about your golf game?
No. You know, it's funny. I have a story. You probably remember this, Merrill. This was like years ago. We were at a golf outing, and I was in a group that was behind Merrill, and I started talking.
Oh, no.
Merrill did not like that at all.
You messing everybody up.
Hey, Merrill was trying to hit his shot, and I was back there chirping, and Merrill kind of looked, and I was like, the one person I did not want to piss off was Merrill.
You know what? I'm a golfer who loves – I'm a passionate golfer. Serious. You know what? I'm never somebody who will throw a club or go home really upset if I didn't play well. I love the game. I love the sport. I love being out. I love every bit of it. But I just love the participation. I'm very, very passionate.
Well, so basically tell me, shut the hell up.
Yes. I'm going to take that advice on you. All right, Merrill, we appreciate it. Merrill Reese joining us here at the Brian Dawkins Celebrity Golf Outing. Let's get back.
Thank you, guys.
No problem.
We're going to get back to the phone lines in a second. But first, so we've been discussing today the game yesterday, the Phillies over the weekend, four straight losses here. And is the way they're playing right now, do you feel like it's a big deal? 215-592-9494. Can we hear, so everyone could just hear what happened yesterday, Trey Turner after the game describing what went wrong on that error?
I think it really just comes down to reading those hops. I feel like I did a good job on those plays and got myself in good positions. The second you don't, you can see what happens. So I knew he hit it hard. I knew it was coming right at me. And sometimes, you know, when the balls hit hard right at you, you tend to stop moving your feet a little bit. And on those other plays, you know, you're kind of moving and reading. So you got to create your own momentum on some of those plays, and I didn't do that.
What'd you make of that, Hugh? A lot of long talk in there about a ball that was hit right.
See, it works hard.
I don't need to hear about the momentum he needs to generate. The ball's right to him.
See, this is where you're going to get mad at me, but you're talking to a dad who's trying to learn the game of baseball with his son on the fly and the little intricacies.
Yeah.
So I can hear what he said, because you have to, and this is what I do know. When the ball's coming like that, you have to gauge the hops, and you do have to kind of anticipate.
Yeah.
where the ball's going. You're looking at me like you do not want to hear
your
this.
Son is 6'7".
Yes, he is. Okay? He's six.
Yeah, he's learning the
game. No,
but this is great.
This is a $300 million player.
All I'm saying is I hear the explanation. I understand.
Yeah, okay.
I understand.
What's your favorite line? You know, the labor pains and baby.
Don't I don't want to hear about the labor pains and show me the baby.
I don't care about his momentum. Catch the ball.
As a father, like I said, that's trying to understand it on a deeper level.
Yeah.
I hear that, and I'm like, okay, so I hear that.
But again, your son is six.
No, Cal, no need for the high
school. No,
no, no.
We're all upset.
I'm just saying.
We're all
no,
upset.
All like, what I'm are we saying, doing? All I'm saying is, if this may – the explanation for a $300 million player is unacceptable, but I hear what he's saying. There that's all
go.
I'm saying.
There we go.
Yeah, does that
do
make
you care?
Feel bad?
I don't care.
No. Show me the baby.
All right. Can I hear from someone who obviously broke it down a lot simpler? Can I hear from Rob Thompson after the game about the error?
Is there anything you can say to Trey after a play like that, or is it just one of those things?
It's just one of those things. You know, I know Bobby will talk to him, but I don't know what to tell him because it's kind of a routine ground ball, and he knows that he's got to make the play.
That's the kicker right there. Routine.
Of course.
I mean, like, that's why, I mean, I hear what he said, but routine, that's the kicker. That's the kicker.
Hey, listen, he's obviously going to be asked about it after game. I get it. You know what answer I want there? I messed up.
That's it.
I booted it. I mean, like, I don't need to hear about the momentum and the hops and all that. He's probably taken 10,000 ground balls in his life, like maybe more.
And that's the thing, like not making an excuse, but that's the thing, because it's one that you would think a player his caliber, that's easy. That's home cooking.
Yes. Right there. And, you know, unfortunately, it seems like those are the ones that get him, that when he doesn't set his feet when he throws or the ball right at him. So, once in a while, when he doesn't have to think, he makes a very athletic play, right? I think that's why his defense is so frustrating. It's not like he's unathletic or slow. He just –
it's just that when you have to – I know what you're saying. When you have to go through those steps, those mental steps, instead of just reacting to what you see, and you have to say, okay, the hoppers and you got to gauge off, that's where he gets a little stuck.
There's something that reminds me a little bit. Like Donovan had a great arm. Donovan could put the ball down the field. And once in a while, he would just throw the ball on the ground on a guy 6 yards in front of him. Right?
Like call that worm burner.
Yeah, like – he was capable of doing it, obviously, and he just didn't do it all the time. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man, listen. You know what happened to us the last couple of days? They beat us at our own game, man. Like, I keep trying to tell you, we got to stay focused. They play small ball and beat us, bro. And that's how they was running the score up on us.
They did. They ran the bases. They played way better defense. All that.
But that's a microcosm of every team that usually has their way with the Phillies.
It's true.
Yeah, and I just looked at that game. I said, damn, they look like us. Beating us at our own game, man. But like I said, man, Rob, he got to do better, man. Like when you in a situation like these last couple games, you got to make adjustments, man, but make the right adjustments. It's like, you know, a lot of times he just letting them play out, and then he let what's-his-name get smacked. Both of them got smacked around the last both days. It's like, come on, Rob. Like, I don't know what to say. I'm a little disappointed. Hopefully, you know, Harper come back. You know, we'll get that, you know, that full team spirit back. You know, and I'm going to say this, man. I apologize. I'm going to eat my words on that. That, you know, eye for an eye. From now on, we doing an eye for an eye. We doing whatever it takes to win. You know,
well, we didn't retaliate, and we still didn't have Harper all weekend. So we lost both ways.
We lost the series. Like, come on, man. Like, you know, but, you know, I like I said, June, this is our month. From here on, we're going to start here. Listen, stop sleeping on Kepler, man. He about to get out. I keep telling you. Listen,
I know you're
doing
a
more
Kepler
of this.
Guy. Yeah, I just.
He said we're doing more.
I've seen 2 months of this. I don't know. All right, Will, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
I'm gonna say I know I'm gonna go outside the box. He may be thinking about a female analyst, so I'm gonna say Shanae. I can't pronounce her name from Stephen A.
From Stephen A. Like,
you talking about
first take?
I can't pronounce her name.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know who you're trying to say.
Ambiwiggity.
I know whoever he was saying that said. All right, why don't you give everyone a second clue?
The second clue is this. I played against this individual.
All right, so we have an athlete turned analyst, and Hugh played against this player.
So we have the sport and the era now.
We do. So we have you have a 10-year span, and you know the sport.
Well, you played against him in high school or college.
Well, that's true.
Hey, Kyle, way to point that out for people.
So I guess we have like an 18-year run of players that Hugh could have.
Sometimes the clues are not enough. You need to hold their hand.
Well, didn't we also find out Hugh played another sport? What was he doing recently? The ballroom dancing.
Not lacrosse.
You called rugby.
He was doing the Irish River Dance.
Yes, see, we did. Dance. All right, let's go to Tyler in Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
Yo, good morning, Hugh, Joe, Kyle.
Happy Tyler, up, what's up, buddy?
Monday in June, y'all. Well, I tell you, Joe and Hugh, we got a lot to talk about. First of all, I'm out here driving. What a gorgeous day. I hope y'all got the shades on. Joe, I hope you got some sunscreen on. I don't need you burning.
Always. No, I carry that stuff with me. It's in my backpack at all times. Otherwise, I'll be red. Yeah, as a tomato.
Good man. So, a few points on the Phillies and on the Birds before I give y'all my guess. So, Kyle asked me about if this is a big deal or not, and I mean, just taking it.
Yeah, we got to call.
You know we on there.
Sorry, Tyler. Ike's saying hi to us.
I'm just saying.
Well, yo, like,
but he
last thing
Hugh
needs is a distraction.
I'm talking to you now, Rev. And you
Irving Fryer's
me
criticizing Hugh for
you
talking over callers.
You chastise me while I'm on the job, but I'm. You talk, Rev. What am I supposed to do? Okay.
Hugh,
okay,
is it okay
Rev.
If I can long talk now?
Yeah, go for it.
After Rev is chest.
Irving Fryer is just putting Hugh in his place. I didn't want to interrupt it. Sometimes Hugh needs to be put in his place. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, he does all the time.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Let me ask you both this. Do you think
when you leave, I'm gonna be
that center field – or right field, or I'm sorry, center field right, or first right, base right. is a bigger need for this version of the 2025 Phillies?
Well, I mean, if we move Harper to the outfield, then first base becomes the need, right? If we leave Harper at first base. The center field production stinks, Tyler. I mean, it stinks. It stunk for 3 years, basically. They just don't get anything out of center field.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to throw this out there because I know Hoskins is on a heater.
Yep.
And let's be real. At the end of the year, I do think the Phillies are going to be in contention for the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
And with the way that they're playing right now, I mean, you did just play a team that's on a heater themselves that has won 7 in a row. So I think it's going to be tougher to get Hoskins on his current deal.
It probably will. I mean, Kyle mentioned this. The Brewers winning all these games in a row, it puts them more in the race, right? If they're in the race, they're not going to trade him. So we'll see where it goes. Tyler, give me a guess, though, for Hugh's clues. What do you got for us?
All right, Hugh, I don't know if he played against you, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say who I first thought of is Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw,
oh,
Tyler, appreciate that's Terry was out of the
not
league.
That old.
Yeah.
I mean, he was old, but not that old.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, so Irving Fryer came over here and chastised Hugh for talking over callers while they're on the air.
And then he continued to do it immediately
he's,
after.
He's looking at me.
Didn't learn anything.
But he's looking at me like he wants me to respond. Y'all got to understand, Rev, like, I remember Rev when I first got Irving Fryer, and he was one of my mentors, and I've always looked up.
Well, he's trying to be a mentor again.
Yeah, to him and the way that he does things. When he's talking, I mean, he's looking right at me. I got to say something, and he's telling me not to talk, and I'm like, okay. And he's like, be quiet. I'm like, all
right. I think he was testing you. Would you derail the show to have a conversation? And the answer is yes. The answer is obviously yes.
I mean, you know, my attention span ain't the greatest. I mean, but we knew that. We knew that when I got here.
Yeah, that one, no one is surprised by any of that stuff. That's
Kyle, and I don't know why you surprised, Kyle. You deal with it every day. You deal with the fact that
I'm not mad about it.
I'm just saying. You deal with the fact that I got ADHD every day.
I know. I'm the one that has to take calls on it.
Not Rev. Not Rev here.
Yeah. Well, he puts you in your place. I mean,
I got a lot of respect for Rev. Rev used to teach me a lot. Man, like, look. Like, Rev, look, I got the nice.
But are you going to listen to him is the question.
No. Probably not. No, when he walk away. Rev, see, look. When he leave, I'm going to be talking again.
Yeah.
Just gotta wait for
this is what you do.
You did it right in front of him.
That's what Rev do, man. He be D-boying folks, man. And he ain't even that big, but he just got tenure. Now look, now I
special appearance from Mike Reese here.
Well, hey, yeah, because I ain't gonna even come on my own show.
No, this, know, hey, yeah, this is all the work you're doing for tonight.
Wait a minute. I just want to say,
yeah,
I told him about last night. I didn't tell the people.
You tell him.
I didn't tell the people.
I told Joe. He said you did a great job of raising money last night.
But no, I did say that because you did, like, as you always do.
Yeah.
But I did call it. I did call the
you
fact.
You called it, yeah.
And then I also called something else.
Which you got that I was going to go too far?
Like, dog.
A little over the line.
Listen, it was me, Carlos, Dion, we're in the back.
Shout out to Los Emmons in the house.
Listen, as soon as you got to talking, I said, dog, it ain't going to be long now. And as soon as I said that, you sit back there, go ask Los. All I heard, like, it was like, oh, my goodness.
What'd I say?
Yeah, you know what you said. We ain't got to talk. We ain't got, you know, listen, this is one thing that everybody, if you weren't here, this is family business. If you weren't here, then you don't need to know.
All right.
But. You did not disappoint. That's what I said. You did not disappoint me. And almost like clockwork, bro, you went exactly where I thought you was going. No, you went close to where I thought you was going to go. And I'm like, wow.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I know you don't. We'll talk off there. But, I mean, just for the people out there, for the people that are listening right now, I came in. And he did a great job, tremendous job, like he always does.
You got to raise money, man.
Raising money.
Yeah, you got to get that
money. But here's the thing with my brother from another mother. He talked all that trash about what he wasn't going to do.
And then did he do it?
Joe, didn't even take a whole lot to get him going. Like, didn't even take a whole lot. Like, somebody just said, hey, we're about to start auctioning. And then I stood up. Like, nobody said nothing.
And he's
like,
singing and dancing this time? Like, last?
No,
like,
he,
like,
listen.
The past?
It's probably worse.
Listen, when I tell you.
It's probably worse.
Now, this is where we're going to get you paid. Yeah. Because if anybody out there is having an auction,
come on,
and
man,
you want to raise money, you need to call him to MC your event. But here's the kicker. My dog don't come cheap. He wants to be compensated.
Unless
because,
you're Brian Dawkins.
That's what I was about to say. You beat me to it. Unless you're Brian Dawkins, because Brian gets him for the free. But see, we got to recoup some of that bread. So we need, if you need an MC to sell.
It's my
listen,
agent.
This guy.
Because he wants a cut.
No, listen. No, I don't need a cut. I just like to see him. I just want to see him do his work. Because, Joe, when I tell you, and I know we got to go to break. I'm going to keep it quick. He raised almost $100,000 on his own last night just from from running his mouth.
That's outstanding.
That's a hell of a job. All right, then we got to go break.
You good now? Because yeah. Irving tried to tell you about, you know, keep yourself in line here.
It's my time to shine.
Y'all get some of the hot guests? Dog been on yet?
We had Dog.
Who y'all need to get?
What you see?
Who's running from you?
Well, nobody.
You chase him down and get him for us, all right? All right, we appreciate
it. What is Tucker doing?
Tuck just chilling.
YouTube, you people. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls in the Phillies. Guess is for Hughes Clues. We got an incredible prize to give away today.
Don't go too far. I need to talk to you.
We want to get back to the Eagles trade that happened at the end of our show Friday. I need someone to blame for all this. 215-592-9494. Midday show live at Brian Dawkins Golf Outing on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.